With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg was involved in a car crash on Saturday night that resulted in one fatality. Roundsburg says he's fully cooperating with the investigation. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The incident happened around 10:30 Saturday night on Highway 14, just west of Highmore in central South Dakota. Governor Kristi Noem says law enforcement is working on identifying the person killed and notifying the family.
South Dakota Highway Patrol will run the investigation, and the Department of Public Safety Secretary Craig Price will oversee that and report directly to me.
Secretary Price would not share further details of the crash, citing the ongoing investigation.
We know that the Attorney General was involved. The rest of it is being investigated, and those details will come out at a later time.
Neither Secretary Price nor Governor Noem shared Attorney General Roundsburg's condition after the crash. Shortly after the announcement, Roundsburg's office released a statement. In it, Roundsburg says he's, quote, shocked and filled with sorrow over Saturday night's events. He offers condolences to the family of the deceased and says he'll cooperate with the ongoing investigation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
State lawmakers are taking public input on how to spend the roughly $500 million left over from its pandemic relief fund. Five different committees will pass along recommendations to the appropriations group, but leadership in each chamber is split on what comes after. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Kristi Noem has already spent $114 million and recently announced a $400 million business grant initiative. The state has had access to the relief money for months. The governor's office says it's been monitoring Department of Treasury guidance on how to spend the money during that time. That delay frustrates Republican Speaker of the House Steve Haugard. He, along with 45 other House members, are calling for a special legislative session once the committees wrap up with testimony and send recommendations to appropriations.
But yes, we should have been having meetings 2 months ago at least. And I'm thankful that we are right now. I'm thankful that there's some movement taking place. And the legislature just needs to continue to push forward, and I think a special session is appropriate.
Only the governor or two-thirds of each legislative chamber can call a special session. Governor Noem says she's considering one. Senate Republican leaders say a special session is unlikely. Republican Brock Greenfield is the Senate president pro tem. He says that's because federal guidance is a moving target.
We could have a law that conflicts with federal guidance, and if that's the case, then we'd have to scramble and call for a subsequent special session in order to tweak the new law that is birthed.
Legislative committees will meet today through next Tuesday before sending along their ideas to budget setters. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The South Dakota Department of Social Services is being awarded $1.2 million to help stop the growing rate of adult suicides in the state. The DSS is receiving $400,000 annually for the next 3 years. The focus is to help patients at risk for suicide after leaving behavioral health units, adopt a zero suicide practice for the DSS, and work to help at-risk veterans. Lori Gill is the Secretary of the Department of Social Services. She says the department is focusing on raising awareness of the amount of adult suicides in the state.
The main focus is to get people's awareness out there, get their awareness and their understanding that there is an issue and that this is a preventable public health issue and we can do something about it.
According to the DSS, South Dakota had the 19th highest suicide rate in the nation in 2018. Gill says those in need of help should call the South Dakota Helpline at 211 or call the National Suicide Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Authorities are searching for an inmate who escaped from a minimum security prison in Rapid City. Prison officials say 30-year-old Clarence Ferris left the Rapid City Community Work Center without authorization over the weekend. He's serving sentences for possession of a controlled substance and unauthorized ingestion of a controlled substance. All of the convictions are from Pennington County. Authorities say walking away from a non-secure correctional facility without authorization could warrant a charge of second-degree escape, punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.